The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot-button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Beyond and hello, everyone. My name is Jonathan Dornbush, and this is Podcast Beyond, IGN's weekly PlayStation show covering all the latest and greatest and goodbyes in the world of PlayStation. I'm joined this week by Jada Griffin.
Hello, hello. Yes, it is true. I have said goodbye to my goldfish.
It's been like several weeks of happening to you.
Professor Shiny
is no more. He will be relived on, though, by his baby's magistrate shininess.
Jeez.
That's a good name.
It's not bad.
That's solid.
Not a bad name for a goldfish.
Doing pretty great.
I guess congrats to the ownership of your new pet, and all condolences to the rest. We're also joined this week in studio for the first time. We have all three of us together, for those listening on audio, by Mark Medina. Mark, hello.
He's never been in a studio before. He's been going so crazy today. It's so, like, I'm just like, Mark, it's just a desk.
It feels weird. I can't believe it. Final episode. This season has been nuts. Only Murders in the Building. It's the final episode. I haven't watched it yet, but I hear it's really, really good. I did have something spoiled for me, but I'm very glad that this is the final episode.
I watched it this morning. It's exactly who you think it is.
No.
I thought it was a really great episode. But you need to watch it, Mark. You need to get that closure.
But also, like, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Real people.
Poking.
I feel nothing.
That's fair. Hopefully it's going to be a great chaos 40 minutes. I love it. Speaking of feeling nothing or anything, and speaking of closures, if you didn't guess already from the headline, as I think we're putting it this week, this is, in fact, it crushes me to say, my final episode as host of Podcast Beyond. I am leaving IGN this week, as of this week that we're recording this. Friday will be my last day at IGN. So this will be my final week as host. I couldn't handle how much pressure there's going to be to cover God of War Ragnarok, so I just had to get out of town several months before. This is going to be my last episode. And so we'll get to the tears probably later. We'll all have plenty of emotion to get through myself. And we also have a throw that will be hopefully fun later. But we wanted to, you know, we were talking about planning the show. I've been hosting since October of 2018. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking about, like, planning the show and thinking about what we wanted to talk about this week, we thought, you know, there's been some PlayStation news, and I'll mention in a couple minutes, but, like, we thought maybe it might be fun to take a look back at things, take a look at PlayStation, at working at IGN, whether it's been more recently together or for a long time together, mm-hmm. and kind of just talk about what it's been like. So if you're looking for your normal, 50 to 80 minutes of PlayStation news and deep dives and impressions of games, that'll be back next week, I think. I don't know. I won't be hosting it, so it's not up to me anymore.
Probably not.
Wait,
It's going to be, all you're getting from now on is just Mark and me. That's it. No. It's just going to be Mark and I, and we're,
I think there'll be at least a third going person.
To we finally have get no, to make no, no, the Apple it. TV podcast yes, we always wanted.
I just started Morning Show, and I'm loving it. So far. I'm like six episodes in. So morning show people, you know, rise up in the comments.
Tune in next week.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, given my luck, as I've said on the show many times, since I am leaving, there will probably be huge PlayStation news next week for you all to cover. No, of course. I mean, like, it is worth mentioning this week, you know, we have gotten stuff. We're recording the day opening night live happened at Gamescom. Yeah. So, you know, there was stuff this week like the DualSense Edge being announced, mm-hmm. the sort of pro controller by PlayStation, which is going to have replaceable thumbsticks and different options there, back paddles, trigger, you know, sensitivity changes you can make, customizable options there.
I am very excited for that $200 controller.
Yeah, it's gonna, I think safe to say, let's like actually talk about it really quickly just for a second. Price point, guess, go.
100%. I think the Elite is what, $200 or $250?
I think 180 or 200 it's been.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. A DualSense alone is $90.
$70. It's like $70 or $75 for the special colors.
The only one I've bought is like, I bought it on sale. So I didn't know exactly, but yeah, that's going to be an expensive controller.
Oh yeah.
I'm going $150. I think we're going to get just double the price. I think that's a fair price that Sony will want to sell it at to, you know, get some movement on those things.
I hope so. You're correct.
I hope so too. Gosh, I hope so. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I will pay up to $200 for this controller because I've had a couple controller stick drift hit me, and I'm just like, if I can get one where I can just buy replacement sticks, yeah. That's golden for me.
That's mm-hmm. fair. But like, much in the same way, you know, another thing we've talked about a lot in the past on the show in the past months, and that happened, a little bit of news sort of broke but sort of didn't, but it was pretty obvious, was PSVR 2 mm-hmm. getting an early 2023 release window. Again, no price, no date, probably gonna be more expensive than we hope. I hope it comes in at lower, but you know, I really loved, I don't know if you all noticed, that announcement came accidentally from like PlayStation France or like a random Twitter account. It wasn't even on like PlayStation North America, but then it slowly started to trickle out on their Instagram and everything. You know, I don't think there's a ton for us to speculate about there. Well, you guys will have plenty more to talk about PSVR 2 in the months to come. And then of course, weird stuff like PlayStation movies and TV have had a big time where it's been like Gravity Rush and Days Gone apparently have movies in development. Mm-hmm. What a random two to pick.
It's like so many things keep getting added, and so far nothing has super surprised me, but the Days Gone one is kind of weird because it was very public that they're not making a Days Gone 2, and they're like, but we will make a movie. And then Gravity Rush, I love Gravity Rush.
So good.
I didn't see that as something that they would invest their money in. So okay.
I just hope, honestly, I want it to be animated. I want it to just be an animated, like, kind of Ratchet and Clank.
I have to imagine
style,
it would.
Because
would be cool.
There's so many effects and stuff like that. Like, I can imagine like the filming for that would be so crazy with the wires.
Fly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, we have superhero movies where people can fly. Yeah, so like, it's not unheard of to do like live action, but mm-hmm. just with how much she's like flipping around, like kind of chaotically in the air, like in these games, like I think animated is the way to go. And I think that's how I would like to see it mm-hmm. take form.
It's also a world that like lends itself to really distinct, like, pops of color and a really beautiful art style if they let it. Obviously it was on the Vita first, so it was running with limited power, mm-hmm. but like Gravity Rush 2 looks beautiful on PS4. I think there's a world where a really beautiful animated Gravity Rush movie would be amazing. We'll see what happens, but you know, those were sort of like the things in the PlayStation world that happened this past week. We did an episode.
That's the whole episode. We're done.
But no, so, you know, we wanted to take time, I think, especially after, you know, for me, I want to say, and I want to make sure people know, a ton of people wrote in with PlayStation origin stories, and I've made sure they're in the hands of these two to read in the weeks to come. You know, everyone share, I put you both on it, so hopefully.
I threw them in the blender. My whole laptop.
Stories.
No, my Jada. Whole laptop. Not the letters. My whole laptop. It's in the blender.
Okay, so the letters are safe.
The letters are probably safe. Good. They're backed up in a cloud or something.
Yeah.
Why not?
But you know, we got so many beautiful stories in of people sharing their PlayStation origin stories. We all got to last week, and that was sort of like a really wonderful time to you know, get to know you both more as soon as I'm leaving. Wasn't that timing great on my end? Mm-hmm. But no, we kind of wanted to, I think, just like look back at mm-hmm. PlayStation, look back at this time. And Mark, I do want to start with you because we were talking as we were planning of just like, you and I started very closely.
Yeah. So we've both been here almost 7 years, which is like, man, that's a long time. But longest job I've ever had.
I'm only 15. So yeah, it's been a large chunk of my life.
Yeah. They should probably look into that. You starting at 8 years old.
Got to start young.
It was a weird time. So you started right before I started at the end of 2015. You started at right before E3 2016.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks before.
Yeah. And I was always told, hey, the weeks after E3 are kind of slow because like all the gaming news gets put out there and then we come back and, you know, we'll kind of find stuff to do. And I was like, OK, that's fine. And then this tiny little game called Pokemon Go came out and that just consumed our life for like months. And so I surprised you the other day with letting you know that I remember the first video we worked on together, which was how to start with Pikachu in Pokemon Go.
That's from humble beginnings to now being on the show together. Like, it is a weird thing where like
it's,
we weren't on shows at the time together. We were collaborated when the machine of content we needed to make came together.
Yeah, then, it was a simple like you figured it out or you know how to write something about it, and so you wrote it and you're like, I'm gonna go record VO, and I also you had captured it on your phone somehow because whatever, back then it was like they didn't have screen record, so we were doing weird things to capture and then I edited it together and I was like, I don't know who this person is, but sure, we'll make a video together.
Yeah. And then we hated each other ever since.
Yeah. It started off bad.
Yeah. We were really.
And it's only gotten worse.
you know what? I'm seeing a trend. Me and Mark, we hate each other, you know, and the audience obviously has picked that up. So like it's obviously Mark is the common denominator.
It's gotta be Mark. My wife hates me. It all makes sense.
The cats, like they're just, yeah, it's everybody.
Everybody hates Mark coming to the CW this fall. but obviously, Jada, you started much more recently than that, but you also were around IGN for a long time, so it's a thing of, you know, like you were just joking, but like you and Mark have known each other for a long time.
Oh my goodness.
We've known each other
since
for a long
that
time.
Same E3.
Yeah, yeah. E3 yeah. 2016. Yeah. Like, yeah, we met and hung out at I tagged along. I was freelancing for a small website and I met a couple IGN people and I was like, yeah, I'll kick it with you guys and hang out with you. And I got
that,
some.
That
I
was
got
the some, that was the Pizza Hut party.
That was also the Pizza Hut party. Yes, I did go to the Pizza Hut party. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I met a bunch of IGN people that E3 just kind of like on the floor and hit it off. And I just kind of tagged along for a bunch of appointments and it made my freelancing career. It helped me get some infamy, some little bit of just notoriety.
But yeah. I mean, talking about that E3, it's a funny thing. That was a very, very big moment for PlayStation that we all sort of like were working or in the space together, but didn't realize it. And I do want to talk about it a little bit right after this break.
This episode of Podcast Beyond is brought to you by NordVPN, a great way to protect yourself online while also improving your overall experience while enjoying cyberspace. Are you tired of streaming shows, movies, or sporting events being unavailable in your region due to draconian restrictions that are based on completely arbitrary geographical boundaries in physical meet space? Well, switch your virtual location to a place where that's no longer an issue. The same goes for shopping. You can get the best possible deal on subscriptions, flights, hotels, and other goods and services like that from websites that like to play favorites with certain territories and currencies. Meanwhile, encrypted traffic protects your data from hackers, viruses, malware, phishing sites, and other harmful hitchhikers of the information superhighway. Though really, it's more of an information autobahn because there is no speed limit with NordVPN. It is the fastest VPN in the world, so there won't be any buffering or lagging, and it'll stop your ISP from throttling your bandwidth. Isn't that nice? One NordVPN account can be used across 6 devices, which is great. My wife has been using our account to watch all sorts of awful British reality TV shows that aren't available here, like Argument Island or Half Naked Idiots Fall in Love, and everyone's favorite, The Worst People Just Got Married, Let's Hear Them Talk About It. Shows that are so bad they're blocked in our part of the world for our own good, but luckily NordVPN allows her to trick the internet into thinking she's in the UK so she and her awful friends can shriek and howl and cackle at the TV while I'm trying to relax. I've been using my VPN too. You know what I've been using it for? None of your business. Yep, that's right. And thanks to NordVPN, my data is safely encrypted, all bundled up in a weighted security blanket of incomprehensibly complex math problems, and nobody can tell what it's doing under there. Data, you do your thing. I'll leave you alone. 1 month of NordVPN coverage costs less than a cup of coffee. Coffee can't protect you from cyber criminals unless you throw it at them or pour it on their computers, and you'll probably get in trouble for doing that. So get NordVPN instead. To get the best possible discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/pobeyond. That link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that is nordvpn.com/pobeyond. And now, back to the show.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Beyond, and we're back talking about some PlayStation memories and just like what it's been with PlayStation over the last few years. That PlayStation E3 2016 was God of War, Spider-Man. They showed, God, what else? I think the last
Death Stranding?
Was Death Stranding that year? I'm going to look it up.
Was that the year where they had like the...
Death Stranding was...
Wasn't that also the year where they had like The Last of Us, like the flute player? Or was that was the next year, right?
That was for Last of Us 2. So that was 2018 or 19.
Okay, because I remember they had like this separate venue for that one.
Because 19 was the first year that they skipped E3 and then E3 didn't happen. But yeah, that 2016 was like, here's all this stuff. PSVR 1. That was a huge year.
That was like not bad taste in your mouth kind of thing. That set my expectations for every E3, because, and I've told this story on Beyond not even that long ago, I don't think, that is like everybody always said E3 is awesome, right? But wait until you're in the war room with IGN, and that just happened to be our first E3.
Yeah.
And it was the best PlayStation E3 ever. Yeah. And I feel like they've had really good ones since, but that E3, I was like, you're right, this is incredible. And then it's like never been matched since.
Yeah. I mean, that year it was stuff, all that stuff. We were getting like VR reveals, Resident Evil 7. Was also for me a really big one with Crash. The Insane Trilogy was there that year. It was just like, here's what PlayStation can do at E3. And then we got 2017, which was also like a really cool year for them.
Yeah.
A lot of seeing that stuff again. And then 2018 was that year that you mentioned, which sort of was like their... not their downfall, but
their swan song.
Yeah, and it was a weird one. It was the one where they bounced around to like four different showcases of games.
They had like three or four games to show.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going all in on those games. And I remember they had like things in the middle. That's when
interstitials.
That's when Control was revealed, during one of those interstitials. And I was like, this game actually looks really cool, so I don't know why it's being kind of shown in between things.
I think RE2 remake was shown during that as well, if I'm remembering correctly.
I think
that was like one of those like, here's everyone in a stage room, and you know, here's a little bit of it, and then it would go back to people moving through an area to talk about The Last of Us, or as
because it was Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima,
Death Stranding.
Oh,
and
right.
I want to say no, because it was 2019, so Spider-Man was out. What was the fourth? Now I'm blanking. Remember. Maybe it
was it Uncharted Lost Legacy?
That would have been
no,
out.
That would have been out.
No, that, you're right. That would have been out.
I can't remember. I thought it was just three.
It might have just been three, and then there were just all the interstitials.
Yeah.
And I'm typing in E3 2019, so that's how you know.
Chat is probably going to, like, comments are going to be like you guys are dumb. How do you not remember the fourth game?
You don't have encyclopedic memory of every E3 to exist.
My brain was wrong. It was E3 2018, so Spider-Man was there.
Got it.
But I was thinking it was 2019, and that's why I was like, why wasn't that game there? But yeah, it was Spider-Man, because that was the first time we got hands-on with Spider-Man, was that E3.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then Last of Us, Ghost, and Death Stranding. And that was kind of the next like 3 years of PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess for me, a thing that's been really interesting, because shortly after that E3 was when I started taking over Beyond, PlayStation changed their approach to everything.
That was their last E3, right?
Yeah. They started doing State of Plays around then.
Mm-hmm.
And the big showcases.
And they had, I think in 2018, they kicked off PSX in 2018, I think, as well that year.
You mean when it ended?
Or was that when it ended?
I think it ended in 2016 or 17.
Was it? Because I remember I went to the first PSX, and that's when they showed like Final Fantasy VII Remake. And then...
I remember the first showing of Final Fantasy. That was like way before the game came out.
Yeah, it was like so long ago.
When it still had the kind of older graphics.
I mean, when you've been to so many events over so many years like us, like they start to blur.
I do remember that. Was it to the 2016 PSX that started with?
Yeah.
One of them started with Last of Us 2.
It started with Last of Us and Lost Legacy. We're both in.
Yeah, it was like bookended. I don't remember which one was first. I think Lost Legacy was first. Yeah. Last of Us 2 was the ender. And we were like, well, this can't be this can't be Last of Us 2. Like, they've already shown Lost Legacy. And then it was Last of Us 2. Yeah. And
apparently, I am getting word from Wikipedia there was one in 2017. I don't quite remember what was shown that year.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one because they moved it from San Francisco because the first PSX was in SF. And then they moved it, I think, to San Diego.
Well,
it
don't forget.
Anaheim, in 2016 and 17.
I think the last one was the one where they tried that experiment where it was just like Sean Layden on, like, none of them were dressed up. And they're like, we're just going to hang out and we're just gonna talk about games and do whatever. And I remember thinking, like, oh, this is kind of like not the E3 showcase. And then they never came back and I was like, oh, well, that makes sense.
I think that was the year Concrete Genie got shown off. Like, that was sort of the flagship thing at that time because they weren't wanting to repeat things that were going to end up at E3 or other showcases,
because that's when they showed the same God of War trailer we'd already seen but with Corey Barlog kind of like live commentating, and people were like, we're gonna see new God of War, and I was like, no, it's just this is just the same trailer, but it's cool. But it was an experience.
There was a really cool thing. I think they did it that year or the year before that was like, we got the heads of a bunch of our teams together and they just had like four or five, you know, PlayStation studio heads or directors of games.
Yeah, because it was like Dreams and Corey Barlog and Kojima was there. That's when he came out with the little robot thing.
Yeah, with the Death Stranding.
Yeah, and someone made a joke about them making the next God of War in Dreams and all that stuff, because it was kind of weird. It was kind of like the Smash Bros of, like, yeah, like you said, all these like studio heads all just like hanging out on the stage together. It's cool to see.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing. I wanted to go to one so badly, and I miss a thing like PSX existing for PlayStation. I wish there was a room for it. I guess, like, how have you both felt about these last few years? Because it has been State of Plays three or four times a year, maybe a showcase once or twice a year. You know, 2020, we got two because it was the launch year.
Yeah.
But last year we got one. We're waiting on one this year. Again, I'm leaving, so it will probably be in the next couple weeks.
It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. Sure. But like, how have you both felt about this like change in the way we get news out of PlayStation, I guess?
I think it's been I think it's been fine because I think the State of Plays are what they are, right? There's the State of Plays come in all different versions. There's the partner showcases, there's the single game ones where it's like, hey, this is a State of Play, but we're just showing Horizon for 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. But the showcases have been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I could say. Like, the PlayStation 5 reveal event was like, yeah, that's when they showed Spider-Man. That's when they showed Wolverine, Spider-Man 2, Wolverine.
Or those two were last year.
Right. Oh, right.
We got Miles Morales. We did get a Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yes.
We got Horizon.
And then they ended with the PlayStation 5 reveal. I don't know. I know that there is this thing where people really love that stuff to be around during E3, but I still feel like that is still an hour where the gaming community is kind of like, they all have this one thing in mind. I think they still capture it. Those showcases have been bangers for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Jada, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, even like this year's, like, we got that big Sony showcase where we predicted most of the things that were happening on, you know, Street Fighter 6 and Resident Evil 4 remake. Like,
that wasn't even a showcase. That was a state of play.
It was great. So, like, they're obviously getting better. I do miss that, like, that buzz of an entire week of talking about just everything PlayStation, even though, like, you know, like, E3 in the past, we had, you know, it's like, okay, today is Xbox, tomorrow's PlayStation, then we have Nintendo for, you know, a day or two. Like, I miss that buzz of like a full week of talking about stuff, and there was always there was so much more. I felt like that even though it was so filled in one week, like, it felt like so much more. But I feel like, honestly, with the new showcase and State of Play style, like, we get more than we used to get, because it used to be like everybody holds everything for that one week of the year, and then we've got to stretch as journalists, we have to stretch that, or for those of us that do write for the site and such, because Mark, you don't write, right?
I've never written a word before.
Never before, Mark.
I get an intern to do it. I can reveal that on my final episode. It's just been an intern this whole time.
But yeah, I mean, that's just for everybody in the industry. Like, we used to have to stretch a lot of that stuff from that whole week out. Like, obviously there's, you know, we'd get interviews and stuff behind the scenes, and there's pressed demos and stuff as it's coming closer to coming out. But man, I miss the electricity of E3 and just events in general, and, like, you know, being able to hang out with your coworkers and go and have a good time.
I'm right here, Jada. We're doing it.
Finally.
We're living it.
I know. I know. And
he's leaving.
I know. And he's leaving. And we finally coordinated our schedules.
I showed up and he's like, I'm done.
I'm good. But no, I mean, like, it also has created this, I would say, unpredictability that has been both like good and bad as a fan, because you can literally wake up every day and not know, is there going to be a thing tomorrow or later this week? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Is Sony going to buy Bungie? Is Xbox going to buy Activision? I don't know. We'll see when we wake up. But it's created this cycle. But I hope, like, as we've gotten more, I think, Mark, to your point of, like, as we've gotten more of these shows, I hope people have been able to start to really adjust their expectations. Like you said, like, mm-hmm. every state of play has started to show it's a little bit different. Like, that last one we got was phenomenal, but not mm-hmm. every state of play is probably going to be like that. Some are going to be very genre focused. Some are going to be a single mm-hmm. game. We're probably going to get a VR2 showcase in the next 6 months. Like, we're going to get state of play. I hope they can continue to refine expectation setting. I think that's the biggest thing.
Me and Altano kind of like had differing opinions. I want to say it was like a month ago when me and him were on together. I still believe there's a PlayStation showcase this year.
Oh yeah. I'm
still mm-hmm. holding true. I think 80% of that is me just wanting one, but also just like there's so many. Once Last of Us is out, there's Ragnarok, right? And then there's so many February games that if they, or I guess just spring games, if they don't do a PlayStation showcase, when are they going to do it before all of these games start dropping? Unless things like Spider-Man and Wolverine are a little bit farther out than we kind of think, and maybe mm-hmm. it will be a next summer thing.
Yeah.
I really want one though, but I know we'll eventually get a state of play for God of War. I do think that'll happen.
Well, I do want to talk about future stuff with you both and what you think's coming up, because I won't be here to talk about it. But we're going to do that right after this break. Beyond, and we're back talking about PlayStation, the times we've had, the times y'all will have without me, and everything else in between.
This is why I wear my sunglasses, Jonathan. You just keep pouring salt in the wound that you're leaving.
Also, because like, you look cool as hell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm throwing out some looks today, you know.
But no, I do want to ask you both, you know, Mark, you were talking a little bit before the break of like,
It
was mere seconds ago for us, maybe a few more seconds for those at home, you know, talking about expectations for a showcase or state of play. Jada, I do want to hear your thoughts of like in the immediate future. Right now, are you expecting a showcase? September is a good time. It's when they've done it before.
I think we're gonna get October. I think we're like in an October showcase. I think it's gonna be I think we're gonna get a big chunk of God of War. I think they're gonna kind of give some time for Callisto Protocol, maybe Dead Space, kind of get some horror stuff.
Callisto Protocol?
I'm just you know, we've got a lot of horror stuff. We'll probably get some more Resident Evil 4 remake stuff. Is good time to push in October. Yeah. I think October kind of makes sense for a horror kind of themed showcase, and then tail end it with bookend it with God of War Ragnarok, because that's what, you know, that's what the fans want.
I mean, it is perfectly tuned for a spooky showcase or a spooky state of play at this point. There's just so much horror coming out in the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. If you're not a fan of horror, sorry, but like the next few months are really busy. But yeah, I think like, I do think there's got to be something in those next few months. I do think, you know, Mark, to your point, they're going to do a Ragnarok. We've seen
There's been a lot of, I remember in that same episode, our consensus was kind of like, we've seen enough of this game. We're sold. If they handed us a game right now, we'd be in. That's just not how marketing works.
That's where I'm like torn. That's not how it works.
They are going to show you more. We have to get Last of Us is September 2nd.
I believe so. Yeah.
And then it's like, that's what they have. They're going to show more. That's how marketing works. I'm sure Sony Santa Monica would love for them to not show more, because they know that the people that are in, but mm-hmm. we haven't seen TV commercials for it yet, which are like the like kind of more live action-y stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just showed this
story recap done by like Felicia Day is narrating it. Yeah. We're getting the buildup, but I agree with you. I think until TV
there's gonna be a blowout.
They're gonna wait, but then you've got 2 months to promote what is, I think, the biggest game of the year for everyone still coming out, and probably one of the biggest games save Elden Ring, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. The big game of the year contender.
But I, you know, on that track of what's coming ahead, when do you all think we get more of a PSVR look?
Well, let's see. It's early 2023.
I don't think we see that till January. I think they save that for post holiday because it's not going to be out for the holidays. So they don't want to steal any thunder from anything that's they want to sell during the holidays. They don't want people waiting to buy stuff like this is going to be coming out, you know, in spring. Like, OK, well, I guess I won't spend money on this holiday stuff because I know I need to save money for this. But if they tell you after you've already spent the money for holidays, then they've got you twice.
Are you just trying to talk about as much future news as you can?
I'm just getting it out
there. Not going to be around
anymore. I wanted to ask you all about that stuff because, to set up the idea of like, I'm going to be listening as a fan. It's a weird thing. I mean, like, obviously I have talked about it on the show and I'll talk about it a little bit more at the end, but like,
are you going to send us memory cards every week?
I'll send you one every week. You'll never read them, but I'm going to read them or send them every week.
We won't be able to for like the first six you send in because people are like, you're just reading Jonathan's because it's favoritism.
Exactly.
He's still on the show. Just his words come out of my mouth.
Weirdly, he knew your run of show and he's giving you opinions on everything. But no, like I listened to Beyond since episode one. And so to now be leaving the show after hosting for a little while, and I'll talk about that at the end. But like, I'm excited to hear what you all have to say going forward, because like it's been, and you know, I'll wax poetic about it, but like, both of you are, I think it's fair to say, more recent additions to the Beyond crew, but I've genuinely loved, we were talking about it and Mark was surprised, it's almost been a year.
I
don't believe that, but
I don't believe it. I was like, so I've been on the show for a couple of months now, and you and Dan were both like, it's been a year. And I'm like, no.
It's been nearly a year.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And like, I genuinely mean it when I say like, it's been a joy to do the show with the both of you. Like it's, I was so used to a certain flavor of the show that I was really loving and enjoying, but then schedules got in the way, especially from work from home. And I think, you know, for anyone who's been listening over the years, one, thank you. And I'll say a lot more tearful thanks at the end, but like, it is fair to say we have had a lot of cast switch ups throughout the years. A lot of people have left.
Yeah.
A lot of people have gotten busy. And so there's a good stretch that you can go back.
The voice of God just He's told also- me nobody knows who I am.
All right. The voice of God doesn't know who you are, but like there's been a lot of cast switch ups. And so, you know, you can look back and see a lot of people coming in and I've enjoyed doing it with so many of them, but to have this like almost dedicated year with the two of you for my last year, unexpectedly so, has been a real joy to figure out, you know, what works between the three of us to like speak to both of your knowledge bases. Like, you two are both, I think, some of the most, and whether or not you believe me, I believe it to be true, like two of the most, I think, well-rounded and knowledgeable gamers at IGN. I think you both know what you know so well, whether it's specific genres or specific games, and to like see both of you be able to express that knowledge on the show, to see it come through so easily and naturally for both of you as we've spent more time on the show together, has been just a joy. Like you two, I know you joke, people think you hate each other. You both are good friends and have known each other for a long time, but
long time.
he's leaving and he's blowing up our secret, our chemistry secret. He's blowing it up.
I know,
like now
again.
we can't fight anymore. Now we're just gonna have to hug it out every time.
Every episode, virtually, just gonna be like squares.
You'll reach arms in if you guys can get like fake prosthetic arms to have come through the screen.
We should get those little like those little tiny hands, just use those.
Clearly Dan does nothing else. He might as well be the prop guy.
Dan, so, order us four sets of those, please.
But no, like genuinely, he's good with it if you couldn't hear. It's been just such a blast to get to do the show, to have our TV talk, to talk about a lot of like really
did you ever think that the beginning of the podcast would become an Apple TV
didn't, but and some people may not have loved it, but I did because I come from a background of covering movies and TV and I miss being able to talk about it all the time. So to have those 2 or 3 minutes to have that like unexpected, I never knew what he was going to say every week. I didn't know what show was going to come up, but like it's been a joy. So like, you know, we'll talk more as it goes on, but like thank you both so much for jumping in with so much gusto and having adapted to the show so much and to figuring out our rhythms together. It's been a joy.
Beyond is a weird one because Game Scoop has been such a consistent like kind of thing, right? Where, and it's like consistency is good, but like that's just not always the reality, right? Like this show used to be hosted by people that literally quit, right? So then it kind of had to move on, and then those people then, like you said, get busy, and then you took over. And so I'm sure it's weird for even you. You haven't been a listener for 4 years because you've been the host, but I'm sure it's like, this is what, like the fifth iteration of Beyond that somewhere we're going into. Yeah. it's a little strange, but I hope we're able to keep making the show good. And the thing is we don't even know exactly where it's going from here. I'm just gonna be a little candid. Like, I'll be hosting next week, and then it's the Beyond roller coaster continues.
I've heard rumors that we're bringing in a robot. We're bringing in a robot. To do
okay.
It.
They're taking our job.
Can we just get the Dorn bot?
The Dorn bot. Yes.
We'll record a bunch of lines for you all.
Just all your catchphrases.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, one thing I will say is, you know, it's been so amazing for me, you know, coming in to IGN, like I'm just a little over, just past my 1 year anniversary about a month or two ago. And, you know, being able to come into Beyond with, thanks to you, Dornbush, you know, inviting me on and just really seeing my value. It's been so important to me, like being able to have my voice heard on, you know, camera and, you know, in our podcast and like this premiere PlayStation stuff, where it's like, it's one of my biggest passions is PlayStation and be able to share my expertise with the audience. So like, thank you for, you know, giving me that ability to do that. It's honestly one of the best parts of my week every week is being here and just chatting with you and whoever else is here.
Even if it is Mark, I'm trying to rebuild.
Sorry guys.
You know, it's just it's I just can't put it into words how important it's been for me each week going forward, each week being able to know that I'm like, I'm going to be on the show and talk with Dornbush. This is what we're talking about this week. So thank you so much. And I can't take off my glasses now.
Well, I'll give you a little time to readjust. But no, I mean, like before I throw to another break, I have to say, you know, you say like giving you the opportunity, you so deserve it and earn it. And just like, I know we've talked about a lot on the show, but like, my God, you are so good at games.
I know.
And you know games so well. And so it's been, we're lucky to have you to have that expertise on here. We're lucky to have your expertise on here, Mark. And like, I know you say, and it's true, things are going to be probably a little bit of a carousel of changing and maybe some different hosts in here every week.
The show will go on.
For sure.
But like, I'm so happy that you two are here for it in whatever capacity you can be going forward because of how great you both are and have been on it. And before we get to full on tears and everything else, we're going to throw to one last break and then we'll be right back. We're back, and I'm already starting to get misty-eyed because I know it's the end. Hello.
Hi. Hey,
what's up?
How's
man?
It going?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I didn't really prepare anything for the end, I'll be honest with you.
That's fair.
It was a lot like Jada. I remember, you know, the pandemic happened and we all kind of went remote. I want to kind of explain to people that process, right? I haven't seen you in two and a half years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The audience may not realize this, but like, I have not laid eyeballs on either of these people. Jada, it's been longer because you didn't work at IGN but like the way the pandemic changed things, right? So we were in office every day. We worked in office together for 5 years, and then the pandemic was getting worse and worse, and we knew that things were going to be bad, and we started to kind of see the tea leaves where it's like, hey, we might eventually go. But, you know, back then it was like 6 weeks, right? We're going to flatten the curve.
We'll be back.
And that's basically, that's literally what happened is we could see that it was getting worse and worse. And then next thing you know, we went home on a Friday and we got an email over the weekend. They were like, don't come back in. Like we're work from home for the foreseeable future. Should only be a month. Yeah. And then next thing you know, we're going into the office that me and you both desperately wanted to work in for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's in shambles and we're just like getting our stuff and we're building these work from home sick. And it was hard because IGN is one of the most social offices a person I think could work in.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Like that is an office that you go into and you see literally your best friends every single day.
And your mortal enemies and as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's like we were the definition of water cooler talk, right? You would go, we'd watch Game of Thrones, and then we'd all show up the next day and be able to talk about it. And so to have that ripped away was a bummer. But then being asked to be on the podcast was like It was definitely like a reconnection with people that I you know, because there are definitely times where we didn't talk for probably weeks.
Yeah.
Because like, why would you, right? There are just people just kind of get heads down and then. Yeah, it's been a tough time. So it's I will say, I hate you. That things are finally returning
fair
to normal.
Enough. Fair enough.
Two and yeah. a half years, I finally make it into office.
We're back together.
And you're leaving me.
Yep. I have great timing.
Mark found out today.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And honestly, like being on the show was like, I was like, I'm a huge PlayStation fan, but like I've always been a huge Dornbush fan. And I feel like me and you have always had like really good chemistry when we were on things together and times I was on Beyond, you know, before. And so a lot of the reasons I wanted to do this show was because I wanted to do it with you. And so it's I didn't take the news. I won't say it because censorship.
Don't want the editors to have to deal with the censors.
A very, very recent Slack from me is when you told us all in a meeting, and it was just
expletive you about a thousand times.
A thousand times, because I was like, dude, like. You know, like I don't want to. I'm very happy for you and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm like, man, we were getting our groove, right? And this was such a good time. And I do think the show is going to continue to be a really, really good show.
Me too.
But this is your show, and it's hard to see leave for sure.
You shouldn't have said that. No, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, I'll give you a second to compose yourself. But yeah,
I'm going
to
give all of us a second before things go. And I'll also say that I recorded this last week because, you know, my 10-year starting Beyond was with Max Scoville and Brian Altano. And the three of us did a show together where they announced me as host. We weren't able to have them on this week's episode because they are in Germany for Gamescom. That's the week we're doing this. But I wanted to talk to them one last time before I left on this show. So I'm going to throw to that right now and you can hear us chat for a few minutes. Hello, everyone. You were in the midst of listening to another episode that hasn't been recorded yet. This is being recorded in the past, so I don't even know how I'm going to mix it into the mix of things. But as you probably already know in that episode, this is my final episode of Podcast Beyond that you're listening to. Unfortunately, because of the way the world works and timing, you know, Gamescom is currently going on this week. So much of our staff is involved and over there. And that includes Brian and Max, Brian Altano and Max Scoville, if you weren't familiar.
I'm happy to see HR give you your complimentary exit gift.
Yes. Yeah.
That's always good.
Everyone who leaves gets a free puppy. Whether you have the
that's why people are always quitting because they want the dog. They get the free dog and they're out of here. The dog you get is the exact number of years that you've worked there. So my dog is dead.
Oh gosh.
Good God.
Weirdly enough, this is the second episode within a month where there has been a dead pet joke made. So you know you're fitting right in, Brian.
Well, they're bringing The Last of Us back, right? So there's a lot of dead dogs in that game. They kill dogs all the time.
This has gone off the rails already.
What? You asked me to be back on the show.
That's what I wanted. No, you know, I wanted to make sure before I left to be able to talk a little bit to both of you on the show, and also so that it can be on the record before I leave to say, and I'm going to cry even though I don't leave for another week and a half, but goddamn, thank you so much to the two of you.
Oh man, now I'm gonna cry.
Why? I don't want to cry right now.
It's fine.
Stop.
That's what
I
do.
If I don't cry, I'll feel like a psychopath.
You're gonna cry a little bit.
You know, I wanted to be able to do this with the two of you because since I took over hosting Beyond, since I first guested on Beyond, you two have been essential to that. I think the episode I took over from you, Max, was the three of us together, and so. You know, I would not be doing this without everything I learned from the two of you on the show, everything I learned from the two of you as just wonderful people outside of recording this show together. I cannot thank you enough for being wonderful, supportive, just excellent co-hosts and friends and coworkers. And
you make it easy. You're absolutely lovely human being to work with, be around, to know, whatever. Like it's been an absolute delight working with you. And I'm genuinely, genuinely sad to see you go.
Yeah,
also very proud of you. So I don't know.
Well, thank you.
It's one of those things where I'm going to miss you immensely, but also I'm really happy for what you're doing. But selfishly, I'm going to miss you more than I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad they gave me this emotional support animal before I left so I could
it's good.
This.
You can actually keep the microphone and some of that wall behind you, too.
Oh, perfect. I just
steal
take a
some
few
stuff
pixels.
On the way out. What are they going to do? Fire you? Like, just, you know.
There's so many monitors just sitting out there. I should take some of those.
Yeah, but there's nothing going on in the news about people doing that. take some pens or whatever.
You know, from minute one, how supportive you've both been of both me, you know, coming into the fold of the show and of collaborating with you both. And obviously, like, everyone who's come through the show and many people, of course, who have left, you know, I can't imagine having done the show, especially when I was first starting out with it, without the two of you and without like all the amazing, fun, silly times that we had. Just whatever we were talking about, like every week, legitimately, and it was one of the hardest things of the pandemic. One of the hardest things was knowing I wouldn't get to come into the studio each week with the two of you and whoever else we had on the show and have a blast for an hour, because it always was.
I'll always remember we launched that like Bloodborne Let's Play series. It was one of my favorite days at work ever, because it was you, me, Max, and Lucy. And we were all piled together in a studio, and we ordered like a ton of pizza from Escape from New York, which is one of my favorite pizza places in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Go check them out if you're in town. And we just played Bloodborne all day, and it fucking ruled. It was just, yeah, look at us. We're so young.
Video.
You know, there was no quarantine or COVID. We didn't, those words were like, well, COVID wasn't a word I knew. Quarantine was a word I knew, but like, we didn't really use it for anything. You know, people used to come to work.
I think we had too much fun, and we incurred the wrath of fate.
That might have been
the universe. And it's just, they're like, no more Bloodborne for these boys. They were
look at Dorn.
Look at little Dorno
with his hair.
Before
that was it. Like
you're out.
The pandemic happened, and your hair went bonkers.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, you should. I could have given you tips. Yeah.
But yeah, that was so much fun. It was just like, I think that was one of those days where we got to do what a lot of people think we do all day, every day, which I wish we did. You know, yeah. it's mostly like meetings and writing and planning and pre-production and stuff like that. But like just getting together four really close friends playing my favorite game of all time and eating pizza is like, what a great, just like a perfect kind of way to end whatever the reality was before March 2020.
I mean,
like what a cool send off for Earth.
It really, I think it was the last video shoot I did in that office. And it was like, I know we all came out of it like so energized, and obviously we wished we could have carried it on and everything. But yeah, that was like, that is truly one of those filming days I'll never forget from everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just like everything throughout the years of y'all, being on the show, helping me figure out what the show was gonna be, learning from all of you, like taking the mantle basically on the show and figuring out how to do a show was just like,
you were the right fit for this, you know. Like it was weird to have to take over that show after Greg, and I feel like you were the right person to pick to, you know, carry the torch and to pick up the slack. Like you know you'd grown up with a show, and you know what you were talking about. It was, I don't know. It was lovely watching you kind of find your footing and really just make it your own. Cause you, I don't know, you have the PlayStation passion. Mm-hmm. It matters.
Well, you also like, I think you come in from a different perspective than us geezers, because you get, like you've connected with like a sort of like a younger segment of PlayStation fans. And that means that you get some old people being like, what do you mean you haven't played this game from 1991, but it also means that like you fight for stuff that I think a lot of the older players don't fight for as much. Like you go all in on the Ratchet games and the Jack and Daxter games and stuff like that. And there's a bunch of, you know, Sly Cooper and stuff like that, which I think that like we were into obviously, but like it can, those games connected with younger audiences so much differently and so much better. And you got to like really come in to this show during some really cool eras, like the PS4 and PS5 were like, was immensely successful, immensely cool times to be a PlayStation fan. And it's been a joy talking about video games with you every week. Honestly, like one of the highlights was getting to do the show with you. And like, you're going to see a thing that always happens, which is like people didn't like you when you were doing it. And then when you leave, they're going to be like, well, bring that guy back. You know, it's, you know, you don't know what you have till it's gone. So
I mean, that's like, yeah, nostalgia. It's that, absence makes the heart grow fonder and all that. And I'm, I, it's, it's bittersweet, you know, because like where's that positivity when it in the moment? But, you know, it's you have nurtured a very, you know, very positive audience for this show. And
right. I appreciate that. And I mean, I know it's easy to look back that way. And certainly we saw those comments. I know Max, we would always joke about it, how after you were done hosting, we'd be like, where's Max all this time? And you're like, where was that when I was hosting?
Yeah.
But like, I truly did come in such a, and I know I've told you guys this, but like truly such a fan of what y'all were doing on the show before I joined IGN. And so like, to be able to do it with you was just a gift and a bonus of the job. And so to then make it a part of my weekly schedule with y'all and to learn from you, to have fun and just go on the most ridiculous tangents, fitting in.
That's also, it's just
show.
Crazy how like, it's been what, 6 years?
Yeah. 2016 is when I joined. Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, where? I mean, admittedly, the last three of those years have been sort of 18 months in my mind, you know,
yeah.
But like that's just, it's bizarre. I don't know. It's also like you were like this, scrappy young, you know, new guy when you showed up. And it was, I think in my head, there's still that feeling of like, oh, young Dordo. And like,
oh, wow. We have old footage for everyone to see.
You're a grown up, man. Like you're, mm-hmm. I don't know. You're off doing real stuff and you've been working and managing features. And it's been incredible watching you just kind of like, I don't know, grab the bull by the horns or whatever motivational euphemism we should be using for that. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a leader, Dorno.
Thank you.
I know you don't maybe don't feel like it sometimes, but like that, you're good at stuff, and that means you're forced to be that now forever. And I'm sorry, because it's easy to not do that, but now you have to do it, and now you're gonna have to be that man forever, and you're gonna have to raise that dog.
this new dog that I've gotten out of nowhere.
This brand new dog.
If you don't quit, they give you one of these, and then you know. You don't quit.
Well, we've got a weird system. We should probably talk to someone about that. But no, I mean, genuinely.
Seems like a huge problem, really.
Thank you both so much. You know, I know how busy you are, and so I appreciate you taking this time. I couldn't imagine leaving without at least getting to have you both be part of this final episode before I do. So, you know, I will treasure so much of the time, God damn it, of what we got to make together. So, yeah.
We really did. It was, I fucking love you, dude. Like I love you as a friend. I love you as a coworker, as a co-host on this show. Like, not to get too deep, but like, you and I connected very early on in our friendship about kind of like grief and loss and our parents and stuff like that. And it's, you know, I think right off the bat, it's like, we don't get a lot of that where we, in what we do, we don't really like, we try not to bring too much of that to the table. Obviously we're all friends, but like, you and I connected on like very personal, emotional levels very early on. And I felt like I had someone there by my side no matter what, because you'd been through similar things. And then we got to make a really fun show together, and
yeah.
It meant the world to me. I loved coming over to your desk when we used to have those and sitting down next to you and talking to you and looking at the weird pile of garbage you had on your desk, comparing it to the weird pile of garbages we had on our desks.
Thanks for adopting all our spiders, man.
Happy
Spider-Mans.
To. Yeah, they're still in the back of my shot at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love you guys too. I think, you know, Brian, you're absolutely right. I think like having that someone to go through that stuff with, to confide in, I couldn't imagine having, you know, been through this part of life without you. And Max, you as well, like, you literally helped me move to San Francisco. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have a place to live for a little bit when I first moved out here. You've both been friends since minute one to me, and just wonderful, wonderful people. So I just wanted to say thank you.
We love you dearly.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see what you do next.
I love you guys.
I know about it, but I'm very, very excited for it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Oh, hello. Well, that feels like a perfect way to end this segment. But no, Max and Brian, thank you so much. And a final beyond to you both.
Beyond.
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 We'll do more than beyond.
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 We used to do it so many times it would piss Max off. So
it was
beyond.
Great.
Don't bring that back. We don't need that.
You never know. The window's open now.
You put a stop to that, and that was the best thing you did for this show.
He doesn't have a control anymore. That could happen.
I'm not doing no. Well, Dorno left locked and just go unlocked, 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 unlocked.
Oh, like, no.
We'll screw up their show.
The stream has been crossed.
Next-gen console watch. Say that 15 times fast. Good luck
with
that.
It's too many words. Anyway, love you both so much. Thank you, and beyond.
Beyond.
And that was all of us and Max's child.
Oh,
who made a cameo.
I haven't watched it, so okay.
having a real tear fest together.
They sang some great songs together.
How much did they talk about me?
Constantly. They actually never mentioned me. It was just about you. But no, like, you know, Mark, you say that. I'm so grateful to have gotten to do the show with the two of you for the last year, and I'm so proud of what we've made together. You know, especially finding our footing as a team is not an easy thing to do, but I think we did it relatively quickly, and I'm really proud of what we've made together over this last year, with big events, big gaps of silence, and just like everything in between. I'm just really grateful for everything we made, and it's going to be a different show, I'm sure, but I am excited as a fan to listen to it. Like I as a fan of both of you and what you both do, I'm excited for it.
Different is a super generous way to put it.
Yes. We're going to have dance numbers. We're going to have fireworks.
What do you think for the dance numbers? Well, I mean, before I wrap up, if, you know, I guess let me know how much you hate me before I leave, but I've got my ending spiel before we go.
I hate your guts. Fair enough. But I love your guts. I am going to miss you so, so dang much. Just everything, not even just Beyond, but everything you bring to like the IGN team. Your Art of the Levels are some of the best content that I have ever seen created. Not even just like IGN withstand, like outside of IGN, inside of IGN. Like, I love just how in depth you're able to go with these developers and give this and show this side of games that like most people would never even get to see or think about, like doing a deep dive on the Blades of Chaos like you did with the God of War recently. That was fantastic. And I'm going to miss that element. I'm sure we'll try and continue some of those things that you started and put together and have produced, but it won't be the same for sure. It'll still have a great quality, but it won't have that Dornbush trademark on there. Until I get to the video editing, and then I'm going to put a Dornbush trademark in all the videos. Take it.
Yeah, put a little trademark. I was going to say, is that just me yelling like Crash Bandicoot? But no, thank you for saying that. Like I genuinely mean it. I can't wait to see everything you both do, not just on this show, but at IGN in general and whatever else lies in your future. Like, I am so grateful that we've gotten to record so many episodes together, as few as it may seem, Mark. Okay.
I can't believe you're leaving on my second episode.
Yeah, you just got here. But no, I'm so grateful and thankful and proud of what we've made. And thank you both for like making what was my last year, even though I didn't mean it to be. Such a joy to do on this show.
Yeah, well, and thank you for making the last 7 years a lot more fun. Yeah, in our time here, we've seen it's such a different company than when we started.
Things
right?
change. Yeah.
I can't even like think of what it was like when I. So many people have come and gone. So many people that I can't even like name. I would need another 40 minutes, you know, like it's been such a change. But there are these like string of people that a lot of the audience probably don't even know, that kind of came in around that time and have stuck around, and you know, you being one of them. And so there is always that like gaping hole when somebody like you leaves, and honestly, when anybody leaves. And so it's going to be tough. You're still here for the rest of the week.
Yes.
We still have a few more days.
We do.
The hardest thing that you have to go through when somebody leaves is it'll pop up and it'll say on your Slack, and it'll say Jonathan Dornbush deactivated. And that IGN is on it. 5:01, you're gone.
I won't see you Friday, I guess.
They are relentless. And so it's just like, it's one of those things where it's just like, that is always, and that sticks around forever.
Yeah.
There are people that have not been on Slack in 3 or 4 years that are still there that just say deactivated. And me and you are in so many group Slacks together that I'm going
to
just,
it's going to be a lot of groups you have to filter through, both of you. But you know, until then, I can still say here, thank you to both of you. I'm going to thank you. I have like a quick list that I just want to go through, and that'll make me cry. But like, thank you to both of you for everything, for this last year, for making this show a joy for the last year to do. I wanted to say just thank yous before I go before I become a ghost.
Yeah, it's been whatever.
Yeah, it's been fun. That's fair.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
That helps me get back to the unfeeling. We got it. Okay. Now I do want to say first of all, thank you to all of the like developers and guests from the community that we've had on the show, to everyone who's written in and contributed to the show in such a way. Like I do this show because of how much the show meant to me, and the fact that it means anything to anyone else warms my heart in ways I can't even begin to explain. So thank you for all of your contributions to the show. I want to thank all of our producers throughout the years, including the overall show's producer, Voice of God, partially, Dan Parkhurst, who was there with me when I began doing the show and helped get me to a point where I was able to and ready to host. Thank you to, even though he's only been producing this one episode, thank you to Jobert, who is there literally with me day one when I joined the news team. He's producing this week's episode. I want to say thank you to other producers who have pitched in, like Kate and so many others who have chipped in when we didn't have regular producers, as well as our current full-time producer, Red, who isn't here. Mm-hmm. He is in Germany, but Red has done such a tremendous job of helping make this show happen every week, dealing with our goofs, getting us amazing B-roll without us even knowing about
it. So quick.
So good.
The McDonald's B-roll.
The Mark Donald's.
So good. He's so good at it. So thank you to all of them who have helped make this show run. And of course, oh boy. Feel free to fill the dead air.
There's these people, they don't exist, Jonathan. Just think about it this way.
And most of all, in the producer field, I want to say thank you to Barrett Courtney, who doesn't work here anymore, mm-hmm. but was my producer. God damn it. From day one, my best friend, who I would not be doing this show without him and everything he helped me get here to do. So like, thank you to Barrett. Anyway, I'm going to take a second, get back into it. How you guys feeling?
Barrett's still alive.
I know,
so we're
fine. I'm probably going to see him this week. I want to say thank you to every past host and, panelists on the show, from people who have been on one episode to people who hosted for years to people who were on for a gap here or there. Obviously, thank you to Max and Brian, who welcomed me into this show. And I think to Max, Brian, and Lucy in particular, who were sort of like my first Beyond crew that I worked with. They helped me figure out how to do the show, and I'm so grateful to them and all of the other hosts that we had on throughout the years as I hosted. And of course, thank you to both of you for being just the best to chaos people to do this show at the best year. It has
been. We try.
We do our best.
And of course, it's really hard to say things. Thank you to everyone out there who has listened or watched, whether you've listened for an episode, whether you've been here since I started hosting, whether you were here before then, jumped in midway, however long you've been part of the show, I was a fan since day one, and it has meant the world to me to be able to host the show and to be here and to follow in its legacy, which is very, very deep and very beloved. And so I hope I've done honor to the show. It's been a privilege and an honor to captain the ship for a few years. And if, I started hosting because this show was there with me in the best times and the worst times of my life. And so if this show has done anything to help anyone out there, I'll be proud. thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You should be proud. You
did it.
You've done a bang up job. There's so much work that goes into putting together and setting up these shows week after week, and I'm just amazed every single time that we come into a meeting and Dornbush is like, okay, this is what I'm thinking about for the episode, what do you think? Like every
and
time
I'm like, I haven't thought about it. a show every week.
We do,
guys. I did not agree to this.
I've done close to, I think, 200 episodes of this. I started in October 2018, and it has been such a wondrous joy and privilege to do the show with everyone for all that time. So thank you for listening and for watching for any of that time. If you have, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. But that's gonna pretty much
we did it.
That's gonna be me for my final episode. So before I go, you can follow me on Twitter at JM Dornbush if you want to hear what I'm doing next. But you should follow these two. You should follow the work they do. You should follow the show and see all the tremendous things that they're going to accomplish and that I'm going to be such a big fan of following. So thank you both so much.
No problem.
Please, post images of Dornbush from beyond on his Twitter from your favorite moments from the show. I would love to see that.
Me crying or me drinking a Mountain Dew for the first time that next day.
Yep. Those are both classic moments.
Me crying, Mountain Dew. But no, thank you both so, so much. Thank you to our producers behind the scenes making this show happen. And thank you to everyone out there for listening and watching for the final time. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying safe. And Beyond.
Jonathan Dornbush. Woo!
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.